So the children like to come up for a children's homily. Here, I'm going to show you a picture and see if you can tell me who this is. Who is this?
Jesus.
It's Jesus. How did you know that?
I've seen this picture.
Well, you can't hear him, so I have to tell you the whole story that he said, which he said was all correct. You're absolutely correct. This picture he saw because you read a book, right? Or is it the movie or the book that you... There's a movie. So you read the, saw the movie, and the movie's name was Heaven is for Real. And the young lad's name was Colton Burpo. And he had an operation. It was an emergency appendectomy. And while he was on the operating table, he went to heaven and spent some time with Jesus. And he met Jesus, and he met the Virgin Mary, and he met God the Father. And he was especially fond of Jesus's horse. Jesus had a horse, of course. And but when he came, when after that experience, his family, first they doubted him, and then they got to realize, yes, this kid really did go to heaven and meet Jesus. And if you haven't seen the movie or read the book, Heaven is for Real, by all means do, because you'll learn this whole story and how they came to know that, yes, this was a true event that this young child had. But as the young child came back, they kept asking him, what does Jesus look like? And they would show him pictures of Jesus, and he kept saying, no, that's not him. That's not what Jesus looks like. No, that's not Jesus. And then he saw on television a painting by a girl artist who lived in Romania, and her name was Ochiane Cramaric. That's... You remember that, Ochiane Cramaric. And this is the painting. You can't see it from the back, but I'll have it up here. Ochiane Cramaric had painted this picture of Jesus. She was also a young girl. So Colton was 4. Ochiane was 5. She was raised by atheistic parents, but God revealed himself to her. She began to have visions of Jesus and of angels and of the Blessed Virgin. And she painted this picture of Jesus. And when Colton Burpo, who had seen Jesus in heaven, said, that's the Jesus I met. So Colton in Nebraska and Ochiane in Romania both saw the same Jesus, and God had given her a gift of painting. In fact, when Ochiane painted this painting, she was 8 years old. 8 years old. So I wanted to share that story, and you knew the story from beginning to end, and that's wonderful. I'm sorry I had to repeat it because they couldn't hear you. But thanks, and this is this beautiful picture of Jesus. Y'all can go back to your seats now. Thank you very much. Have you ever noticed God seems to always be talking to children? And I think there's a reason for that, because we get so busy and we get so confused and we're so concerned about what other people think of us that we miss what God is trying to say to us. You know, we can't want to hear from God and care about what other people think of us, because then we will follow people and not Jesus. I want to talk a little bit, this was a difficult gospel in a lot of ways. Having to hate your father and mother, hate yourself, give up all your possessions to become Jesus's disciples. So I want to try to help us to understand, what is Jesus trying to say to us in this? And I want to talk a little bit about this girl painter, Ochiane Cramaric. A fascinating story, of course, being raised by atheists, and next thing you know, she's having visions of Jesus and the Blessed Virgin. Well, she's in her late teens, early 20s now. And in this past year, she went through a very difficult time. Her family lived on a farm, and they had to give up their farm and move someplace else. And it was difficult for her, because any of you who have had pets know how it is. You don't like giving up your pets, right? We care for all these animals that we nurture and we care for. And she grew up on this farm. She had lots of animals that she considered her pets, and it was very difficult for her to give those up because her family had to move. And so they did. They moved to a new place. And in the new home, she planted a garden, and she harvested from this garden white roses. And she built this beautiful bouquet of white roses, and she was sitting there looking at them and felt inspired to paint this bouquet of roses. And her first thought was, well, how do you do that? How do you paint white roses on a white canvas? But, you know, she's an extremely talented painter, that the God has given her a tremendous gift. In many ways, she is herself a mystic. She has these unique experiences with God, and the language with which she speaks her prophetic experiences with God is through painting. And so she painted these white roses, and it's a beautiful painting. You can see it online if you want to. You can just Google her, Akiane Kramari. Good luck spelling that. But so she finished this painting, she set it aside, and then she went, when she slept that night, God spoke to her in a dream and said, the painting is not finished. It's missing the most important part. It doesn't have a name. Now, those of you who spend time in scriptures realize how important a name is. The name of something carries the weight of its very being and essence. And she took that inspiration seriously, and, you know, sometimes mystics do odd things. So she went in search of the name. She bought a train ticket, and she started traveling looking for the name. She wound up in northern Canada, in the cold regions, in the ice-covered regions of northern Canada, and there she discovered the name. And the name of this painting is Everlasting Love. In the gospel today, Jesus talks to us about giving things up to follow him. Now, what is it that we are to give up? We think, well, obviously, first, sin. We want to give up sin, right? And that's true, except most of us have a bad definition of sin. We think sin is something we do that breaks one of the rules. But that's just kind of a surface symptom of what sin is. You know, it's like someone has emphysema and they cough. And you say, well, they have a cough and the cough might kill them. No, the cough is just a surface symptom. Emphysema might kill them. It's a disease that's deep inside of them that's killing them. And it's the same way with sin. We do things wrong, but that's just a surface symptom, because there is a deep wound in our souls that needs healing. But yes, we talk about wanting to give up sin. We want to give up things like pride and selfishness and those things we know we shouldn't be carrying around with us. And yes, that's all true too. But I think what Jesus is driving at, and what Akiane is telling us in her own prophetic, mystical way, is to give up everything that is not everlasting love. Now, Jesus mentions family. Can you imagine having all your relationships in your family, not driven by pride or by hurt feelings or driven by competition, but driven solely by everlasting love? Jesus mentions possessions. Can you imagine if we go through life making our financial decisions based upon everlasting love and not upon our fear of the future? Can we truly live our lives by the rule of love and not by the rule of personal needs and desires? Jesus is calling us to leave everything behind, everything aside that is not the essence of his love. But we rebel against that. Part of the reasons we rebel against that is because with our eyes focused so much on ourselves, we have this tremendous sense of unworthiness of Christ giving us this kind of love. St. Peter, in his first experience of Jesus, when Jesus comes to him, he says, "Go away from me. Get away from me, because I am a sinful man." We get so tied up in our own pain that when love comes and offers healing, our first reaction is too often to send it away and for us to live in the comfort of our pain. God is speaking to us. He is speaking to us in the Scriptures. He is speaking to us in the Gospels. He is speaking to us from unlikely sources, like a young girl whom he has given this amazing ability to paint and whom he has blessed with visions and inspirations and understandings. And what God is saying that we don't want to hear is simply everlasting love. Can we let everything go and immerse ourselves in the love of God, to be completely washed and cleansed and purified, surrounded from our head to our feet, submerged in the ocean of God's love? Jesus is telling us to give everything up, leave it all behind, and pursue one course and one course only: to allow him to love us and to allow him to love the world through us, so that our relationships are driven only by God's love. Our finances, our businesses, all things in our lives are driven only by God's love, loving us and loving the world through us. God speaks one word to us today, and that word is everlasting love.